I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams going on 6 years now, endorsing my buddy Jay. And welcome to our real estate podcast featuring our home of the week. Tell your friends about it and thank you for listening. You can always email me for questions about real estate, tom@wfre.com. Layperson, stupid question, Jay.
I'm ready.
I'm a nut off the street talking to a real estate expert. This kind of came up about 20 years ago in my life. And it just sparked, man, I have some questions for Jay about this. We were looking for a home in a lot nice neighborhood that backed up to some woods. On further research, they were going to develop all that property back behind the woods there. When someone's going to a real estate agent, do they have to say, you know, there's going to be future development? They're putting in an airport in your backyard in 5 years. Whose responsibility is that?
That is a great question. And the way the state of Maryland handles that, because we'll talk about Maryland since that's where we are. Each county has a separate addendum. Like, for example, Frederick County. And it says, here's where you go to find out what the master plan is and what's happening in the area. So technically, it's not the agent's responsibility. However, they have the responsibility of showing that disclosure, letting them know that things can be happening and changing. And it's up to the buyer to go out and seek that information prior to going under contract.
Are people aware of this coming in, or is this something that you generally might have to point out to somebody if you know there's going to be some development?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, we have situations. I mean, this is perfect right now. I mean, look, Frederick County is being developed like crazy.
It's going like crazy.
Yeah, it's you can't miss the notices. But, you know, a lot of people do ask. The buyers will say, do you know what's going on here? Do you know what's going on here? And we tell people, I mean, even if there's a farm there right now, it doesn't mean there's going to be a farm there 5 years from now, 10 years from now. If you really want to know, and yeah, there's very few places that are protected completely, like you've got forest conservation where you have, you know, historic protected areas, you let them know that you really have no clue as far as long term what will happen. But if you do have, for example, you know, if we know something's going on, like I live over in Linganore and there's massive development going on over there, we tell people, hey, they're going to be developing this. If you want to figure out the master plan, we have a copy of it, but technically here's an addendum. You had the right to go to Frederick County and get the full details of everything that's going to be happening.
I've always heard, and it's always amused me, when somebody would move to the country, house in the country. Oh, look at these farms surrounding us. Then it comes springtime. Then it comes time to fertilize those fields. This smells like a farm. Yeah. This smells like manure. I can't live anymore. I didn't know anything about it. You guys aren't responsible for this kind of information.
It's so funny you said that, too. Frederick County, Carroll County, there are a couple. Those are the two that come to the top of my mind. There's actually an addendum that the buyer has to sign that says that there's manure, dust,
is that
flies,
okay, all right,
farm equipment, all no, of that is covered.
No kidding. So that yeah. That's not your responsibility. They know this going in.
Well, they sign it before they go in, so it's technically our responsibility to give them that disclosure and let them know. Or even if you go out into Prince George's County, they have a really detailed addendum that discloses the airports, because you've got Andrews, you've got Reagan, you've got Dulles, all of these things fly over, and they actually have maps that show who's going to be impacted, where the, you know, flights will be flying lower and closer to houses.
Flight pass, interesting.
Yeah, it's the state of Maryland. Getting into a contract is cumbersome, because, you know, if you're in Prince George's County, your contracts might be 50 pages. If you're in Montgomery County, they might be 80. In Frederick, they're looking more like 45. But every single county has specific requirements from the state that have to be followed. And we make sure those disclosures get out there to everybody. And it's the same thing, you know, I mean, you talk about people that want to try and sell a home by themselves. If they don't put these disclosures out there for a buyer, they're setting themselves up for a potential lawsuit. Because just because you're not an agent doesn't mean these disclosures are not required for any buyer that's purchasing, because they could come back and sue.
That's why you need to call the experts, Jay Day and the Day Home team. Back to my original question. Is there any legal responsibility, someone purchasing a home? Are you legally required to say, there's going to be development, this is going to be a through street in a couple of years, you may want to check this?
If you know about it, you should disclose it. If you know about it. But the bigger thing is having that addendum that tells them, you have the right to go to the county, and making sure you explain it. Don't just throw, and you'd be amazed. We talk to people all the time, and they might have been working with an agent. They might have written on a house and didn't get it. Then they meet with us. They then hire us. We actually start working with them. They go to write on a house, and we're explaining the forms. And they're looking at us like we're talking in Chinese because the other agent never explained anything. They just threw it in front of them, asked them to sign it. So it is our responsibility to make sure that people understand what they are signing. And it's funny because at the end of one of the things, what I say to people is, you know, this is a legal binding agreement. If you do not understand it, stop, step away, go see an attorney, have them review it and explain it to you. But you should not be signing, because once you sign this, you're signing a legal binding contract. And everyone laughs at how I put it, but it's true. Once you sign it, you're saying that you agree to everything that's in there. If you didn't read it, if you don't understand it, don't just sign willy-nilly. Okay, we're all good. It's okay. I don't care. We want to make sure people truly understand what they're signing. And that's why, you know, if someone wants to write on a house, you know, that process with us just for the contract sometimes can take an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, because it depends on the client and who we're working with and what they understand or what questions they have.
Trust is everything, Jay. I empathize with that customer when he says or she says, yeah, you're speaking Chinese. Because when I ask you some of these legalities involved with real estate, to me, you're speaking Chinese. Yeah. You're going to have to trust somebody. You're going to have to make a leap of faith with the pros. Jay, the end of the day, home team. In 6 years working with Jay and endorsing you, it's never come back to me from a dissatisfied customer. You got to trust these guys for something this big.
Yeah, we really do try to get to understand what our clients' needs are, helping them assess that and see what needs to be done. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. We had one of your listeners call in the other day. They live in Adamstown, and they were thinking about selling. They're retiring. They love their house. They didn't want to move, but they wanted their mortgage payment to be lower. And, you know, after sitting down and understanding that, they only had like 10 years left on their mortgage, and they were going to go and get a new mortgage on another house. And we said, well, why don't you refinance? If you love your house, you don't want to leave, you're going to end up having to go and get another mortgage on another house. And to get to the payment you want, you're going to have to get a 30-year mortgage. Why are you moving? And they were so thankful and so appreciative because they thought they had to sell. They couldn't see the big picture. They saw they wanted a lower mortgage and didn't realize, well, hey, why don't I just refinance where I am? That was no benefit to us at all. The benefit was to your listener and to our customers to find out really what their needs were. Now, you know, if they wanted to move, they didn't like the area, the house didn't suit their needs, it's a different story. But they had a ranch-style house, main-level living, retired, loved it, didn't want to leave, but just wanted a lower payment. And we found a solution for them without even having to sell their house.
Big weekend coming up this Saturday, August 26th, at the Fairgrounds. The Family Phenomenon with the Patty Pilatus Fund. And you're one of the big backers of this event.
Yes, yes. Debbie Williams is a great woman. We try to tie in with her with anything we can do for the community needs. My wife has known her probably 15 plus years. And, you know, like I said, we're super excited to be part of this. We were part of it again last year. We'll be out there. Hopefully we'll see a lot of WFRE listeners. And it's a great, great cause. You know, if you can come out and do what you can to help out those families in need. I said, you can't have a better cause than the Patty Pilatus Fund.
You're going to have a lot of WFRE listeners. We have Morgan Wallen, who has a hot tune, Colin Ray, who rocked the 90s, and Kelly Pickler, who is the star for everybody.
That's great. That's great. Sounds like an awesome lineup.
Home of the week?
Home of the week. All right, another WFRE listener. See, yeah, they're piling in here.
Money.
41 I Street West in Brunswick, Maryland. This is a great investment property. You think you can't get a home in Frederick County that's affordable or something that you can work on and fix up? Detached home, $100,000. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath, older home situated in Brunswick. Great, great opportunity, built in 1910. If you want to see more information about it, go to WFRE.com, click on Jay Day's Real Estate Podcast, and you'll see all the photos. And if you have any questions on it, give us a ring.
This is going to be gone before you even hear this podcast. $100,000?
$100,000, needs work. But again, it's a detached home. It's in Brunswick. So, you know, check it out.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team with our real estate podcast at 99.9 WFRE. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends about it.